Every time I found myself in the stores this season, I heard some version of this phrase. I wonder if you heard it too. Did you find what you were looking for? It was often a very kindly salesperson doing due diligence in assisting me as I pursued kitchenwares or books, tools or clothing. They always seem interested and engaged and willing to assist me should I answer in the negative. Was I interested in a 6-inch or a 9-inch cable cutter, they asked? Did I want a cook pot or a Dutch oven? Did I find what I was looking for? As I thought about this question, it seems to have begged another one. Did I know what I was looking for? Did my mental list of Christmas ideas for families and friends, was it already gathered as I found myself looking for the right Sudoku book or Paw Patrol toy that needed to go underneath my Christmas tree? Every time I knew what I was looking for, it seems that I found it. And every time I answered in the negative, I didn't know what I was looking for, you can imagine, I went home empty-handed. I wonder what it would be like for us to consider this question tonight. Did you find what you were looking for? With 4 weeks and 4 days of preparing and waiting for the birth of Christ, did you find what you were looking for? Aside from a decorated house and baked treats, I'm sure lovely wrapped presents and superb music, what you were looking for in the birth of Christ. Have you found it quite yet? Did you know what you were looking for? Were you looking to cross off days on the calendar until the big 25 that was circled was achieved? Were you looking for something, you know, you couldn't exactly describe in words, but were sure you'd know when it actually occurred? I wonder, were you looking for the coming of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, not to rest on your nativity shelf quite so much, but to transform your life, to await the Prince of Peace coming, that actual and real change in our daily lives and in the bigger world? You know, the people of God have been asking that question for millennia now. What are we looking for exactly? Who is this God we're looking for? In the days of the prophets, we hear they were looking for a military leader, not necessarily the Prince of Peace, a revolutionary freedom fighter, someone who would stir up and overtake the Babylonians or Assyrians, Romans, whoever the oppressor of the day was. When the prophet speaks of one who brings peace, they imagine peace can only be extracted from an enemy, not descended from on high. Even when the Magi come, the wise ones from the east, looking for Jesus, they find themselves talking with Herod, who's terrified there's going to be another ruler in the area, upsetting his regime, he imagines. I imagine that's because you and I have a certain picture in our minds of a prince, of royal regulations and dictates. This is a picture from the Tudors, if any of you watch that. A prince who invokes respect and bowing, might and demand. Even Prince Harry's Christmas card had him shaking hands with a military commander. God seems to have a different image in mind for picturing the Prince of Peace. God who doesn't come in the might makes right, enforcing your own way. God who comes instead in a defenseless baby, found in a little manger that could, and probably was, an animal feeding trough. This doesn't sound at all like it was going to make it on the Tudors or any image we have of royalty and might makes right. God born in human form, modeling peace in Jesus Christ. Now, not the kind of peace that's weak and passive, a doormat kind of a peace. Jesus, the sweet infant who grows into the Prince of Peace, who cares more about the marginalized and bringing justice than the violence his disciples will suggest to him along the way. Picturing a peace that is different than you and I know, not just the absence of conflict, but a peace that passes understanding, a peace that settles souls when we find ourselves filled with anxiety and concern, with grief and with worry, that rights wrongs through changed lives. Jesus brings a peace that comes from justice and reconciliation, salvation and sanctification. The baby as the Prince of Peace, a baby who's much more than a baby, even on this Christmas Eve. Jesus, who's fully human and fully God. Jesus, who understands our every circumstance and situation. Jesus, who redeems all that we offer to change our challenge and our ill. The Prince of Peace, who offers us the best Christmas present we could imagine. So tonight, as you're hearing the question, did you find what you were looking for? Perhaps you came tonight knowing exactly what you were looking for, to adore Jesus in the manger and remind yourself that God comes today and every day to live and be with us. Perhaps you find yourself kind of tiptoeing towards the manger, not sure what to expect exactly from this Prince of Peace, who's so different from the chaos we know in the world around us. Perhaps you have a general idea, but not quite sure what this Prince of Peace is going to be all about. Anyway, perhaps you have no idea at all, like me at the store, of exactly what you are looking for, except something different would be okay already. On this Christmas Eve, I offer you something perhaps you might not have known you were looking for this evening. Jesus offers us the gift of incarnation in the manger and the gift of Jesus himself through the sacrament of Holy Communion. So we come. We come to the table to receive grace, whether or not we know what we're looking for exactly, because God knows who God is looking for. For us, this Christmas is the continuation of a journey, the celebration of the Prince of Peace. Come as you are. Jesus welcomes us where we are and then invites us into a journey of transformation to better reflect God's way in our lives. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.